You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Here we are, another voyage. A voyage in the quest for freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 23rd day of February, 2014. I'm live, locked and loaded, launching another global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Hold on, we got a little bit more of this song. Yes, I listened to this when I was about 11 years old. And I still listen to it. Bang the tyrant's head! All right, folks, enough silliness. Let's get serious. We do have a special intro coming up at the start of the next segment that will illustrate everything that we're talking about. I have decided to join Obama. I have been far too negative for far too long, and everything Obama has told us has been true, and I really feel trendy and powerful and cool when I basically buy into whatever Obama and his coterie of incredibly liberal good people who care about me say and do. So we are going to be supporting him. I mean, there's this article up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com as well. The Democrats are moving to revoke FCC licenses of anyone that runs TV ads critical of Barack Obama. Remember the truth squads in Missouri and other states back during the first election 6-7 years ago? They're going to, quote, arrest anyone that they think runs a misleading ad, like saying he's not a Christian or things like that. Well, that's First Amendment. You have a right there. So they're really going to try all this, and this is on the heels of the whole move with the newsroom, FCC, coming in to chronicle what you say and what you do and deceive your, quote, bias on women and minority issues, which women and minorities together are 75%+ of the population. Just a little newsflash for everybody out there. Over 50% of the population is women. Well over 51. There's 51 babies born for every 49 male babies, and then women live on average about 6 years longer. So do the math, compadres. So we've got that information. You know, women have more wealth in the aggregate than men because there's all these women that have their dead rich husband's money. Or they kill them in a divorce, basically, and get all their money. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be breaking down a lot of this today. Bill Maher, legend in his own mind, has come out and attacked some people. And basically, whoever he attacks is who's hurting them. And who he is just rampantly jealous of with his HBO audience. You know, HBO has some really big audiences for cable, but not. Didn't his show used to be called Politically Incorrect? Talk about camouflage. That'd be like calling Obama a hardcore conservative. I mean, it's just all pure bull. Real time with Bill. I have writers and read off a teleprompter, Maher. What a joke. And so we're going to be just looking at his conniption fit, demonizing Matt Drudge, Ted Cruz, and Glenn Beck. I mean, he's attacked me before, but I am really jealous and envious that I have not been attacked, because that means I'm not doing a good enough job, that I have not been included in all of this. But we are going to be playing that clip as well. I know somebody had dinner with Bill Maher, and he talked trash about me for about half of the meeting. I mean, why? Well, what is he so upset by? He couldn't come on the air and talk for 2, 3, 4 hours without a teleprompter? With all these dozens of writers to make him sound witty? The guy is a stuffed suit. The guy can't even sell 1,000 tickets in most major cities for people to come see him. I can sell 1,000 tickets anywhere in the United States in days for people to come hear me speak. I don't even do it. Because I'm more about electronically reaching masses.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
Oh, bye-bye.
To warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
There will be no new bureaucracy.
Obama.
You keep the doctors you know and trust. You keep the insurance you have.
Obama.
So part of the kids belong to their parents. Or kids belong to their
everything
family.
Is wonderful. I love Obama.
And our Lord Savior, Barack Obama.
Let's take extra care to follow the instructions, or you'll be put to sleep.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Now the FCC's gonna tell me what to do.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
Obama is awesome.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
My Lord and Savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, under new FCC rules, the Fairness Doctrine is being brought back in. Literally, they're trying to bring it back in, and we'll have to give equal time to the state-run media. And so at the start of each broadcast now, we will spend a few minutes putting out the official story. Obama doesn't want your guns. He promises to never come after him, even though he did. He promises not to hire any lobbyists. He broke all records doing it. He promised to cut the budget. He expanded it to the highest level ever. He said that, raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. It's all true. Raising the debt does not raise the debt. There's never tyranny lurking around the corner in history. He did come after your guns, but that's okay, even though he lied, because he didn't lie. And everything is awesome, everything is wonderful, everything is good. And the economy's doing great. And Obamacare is obviously wrecking the country and shutting down businesses everywhere and putting people on part-time work, but that's okay. They say just go get on welfare. That's what they wanted you all the time. Part of the system. So everything is awesome when you're part of a forced labor camp. Everything is awesome in the Soviet Union, Venezuela. Everything is awesome in a collectivist nightmare. Everything is awesome, except it's not awesome historically. And that's what we're here talking about on this worldwide Sunday global transmission, where every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we come back for 3 hours every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the weekday transmission. You can find all the links and podcasts and everything else on the listen page at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. You know, I want to open the phones up after I cover a bunch of really huge First Amendment attacking news that is just ultra massively important to not just people in media, but anybody that wants to live in what's left of a free country. The little scraps we've got, and huge news, obviously, on the Ukraine, and gigantic news on spy hubs everywhere. You know, I told you years ago, they have new light bulbs that actually act as cameras. That's how small the chips have gotten. And people didn't believe me, even though it was in the Associated Press. It's back in the news again. And guess who's going to string them up all over the country? You guessed it, the TSA, the new National Police Force, the civilian force, just as big and just as strong as our military, as Barack Obama said. So all of that is coming up. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking there's so many topics to throw out at the audience. Because when I throw a topic out, Radio 101, and keep people to that, we get some really great calls. When I just say free-for-all, it is a free-for-all of bygones, a swamp of literal diversions and distractions and weird factoids that don't lead anywhere. So I'm going to throw out a couple topics. I'm going to think about it in this segment and the next. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll throw the phone number out, and I want to hear from you, first-time callers, long-time callers. You agree, you disagree. We have this rule where if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I don't really follow that anymore, because most of the time, 5, 6, 7 times out of 10, more than half the time, people call in claiming they disagree, and then they really don't disagree to get to the head of the line, or they're satirical. They're like, I love turning my guns in. What's wrong with that, Alex? I want people that really disagree. In fact, I just figured out what I want. We're not going to take first-time callers or long-time callers when I first open the phones up. Today is only people that disagree, at least in the first hour of phone calls. From the bottom of the hour to 30 minutes in the next hour, I want to hear from apologists who think I'm wrong, and want to tell me how I'm a fraud. Lord knows I'm obnoxious. Sometimes I'm unlistenable in my own view. But what I'm talking about is going on. We're losing liberty. Tyranny is growing worldwide. We're going in the wrong direction. We're going into greater debt. We're being dumbed down. We're getting physically more unhealthy. World government is being set up by select corporations that are not free market or monopolistic. We need to have a major debate about this. I told you Obamacare had death panels, cut the quality of care, jacked up the prices, was written by offshore mafia organizations basically that run the insurance companies. Do I get an apology from all you Obama people that before, during, and after, we've done this four or five shows, we've given you the floor, and you call in and attack me for not liking Obamacare. So do you want to call in and apologize to me and Ted Cruz and so many others that told the truth, or Matt Drudge, or anybody that told, anybody who could read the bill and actually cared about reality? Do you want to call in and apologize? Because listen, I don't want you to apologize to me, but you need to have the act of contrition, saying you're sorry to the people that you've attacked and lied about. Now, we know the state-run media is not going to do that. They're going to continue to just say, everything is awesome. Now you're part of the team. Everything is wonderful. You know, Michelle Obama's like, you're a knucklehead and don't have your insurance. And, you know, we need to, all the old liberals are running ads like, make your kids pay, them lazy kids. Get them stinking kids. I mean, this is so incredibly corrupt. And no amount of new taxes will prop up all the Social Security and everything. It's designed to implode. But not until they've sucked the country dry. The globalists have done this in third world country after third world country. And when they get down to the final line of really breaking this country once and for all, which we're really getting into those waters now. It's not a hypothetical or down the road or over the horizon. We're now arriving. It's like when you're a kid and you drive halfway across the country to say to go to Washington, D.C. or to go to Los Angeles or go to, you know, Detroit or go to Florida, you know, wherever you're going. And finally, you get there at night and you're 20 miles away and you see the city. And it's like, oh, and then you're at the hotel and then you're there. I mean, we're pulling into the city of tyranny, the city of broken dreams, the city of dependency, the city of state-run media and tyranny. And with all that is going to be media censorship. And we reported on this last year when they first proposed it earlier this year. And it finally got picked up this week, and everybody's freaking out over the FCC wants to put monitors under a George Soros organization. Literally, I have the articles right here. I'm going to show them to you. If you're a TV viewer, listener, I'll give you the headline. And they are literally coming into them saying, we're going to see if you're racist, biased towards women or minorities, and file a report on you of how you should run your media. I mean, this is insane. This is Commissar's political police. Well, on the heels of that, senators are demanding the FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza, the number two filmmaker, documentary filmmaker in history. Imagine if Michael Moore had been arrested, you know, a year after making a film about Bush. I mean, I would be saying that stinks. Look at this. Michigan Democrat Rep. Gary Peters threatens TV station licenses over Obamacare ad. And there's an ad running that criticizes Obamacare. It's up on Infowars.com from the Examiner if you want to watch it. And they literally are saying, we'll strip your license if you do this. And this is what Democrats in the U.S. Senate talk about. This is what they want to do. I don't call this liberal. I call it authoritarian. Here is the TV ad called Julie's Story.
My name is Julie Boonstra. And 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with leukemia.
Shut her up.
I found out that I only have a 20% chance of surviving.
Don't give her a voice.
I found this wonderful doctor.
Shut her off.
A great healthcare plan.
We're liberal.
I was doing fairly well.
Case for killing
cancer,
Granny.
Fighting the leukemia. And then I received the letter. My insurance was canceled because of Obamacare. Now the out-of-pocket costs are so high, it's unaffordable. If I do not receive my medication, I will die. I believed the president. I believed I could keep my health insurance plan. I feel lied to. It's heartbreaking for me. Congressman Peters, your decision to vote for Obamacare jeopardized my health. It is time to listen to me. It is time to listen to the other American citizens out there.
And it's on record all of this is happening. All right, the rest of the ad's up on Infowars.com. And his answer is, shut it off. I'm going to get your license pulled. Hey, why don't you move to China, punk?
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Who else has got Hank Hill and Beavis bringing them in live with the actual voice doing it? You know what? I get high on freedom. A free country is the drug for me. Kickstart America's heart. Rediscover liberty. Get past all the terms of liberal conservative. Recognize tyranny when you see it. Speak out against it. But also live liberty as an example. That's how we're going to get our society back. Here's to liberty. Top fuel funny card. The drug for me. I'm out 173. I don't drive like that anymore. I drive the speed limit. All right, we are back live, but on the air. Oh, I drive 170. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. You know what? We didn't play all the ad, and because this state rep is threatening to... U.S. rep is threatening to pull an FCC license, as if he could even do that. Now you've got the FCC saying they want to come in and manage news inside even print media. Talk about a power grab, even with the FCC chairman coming out saying it's a bad idea. So they're backing off of it for now. They did this last year as well. We're going to play this again just because he doesn't like it. While Julie Boonstra Dexter, Michigan, struggles to survive leukemia, she now has to cope with being called a liar by the Democrat who wants to be her next senator. And the campaign of Representative Gary Peters is also going after television stations airing ads in which her story is featured, threatening their licenses. That's right. The Examiner goes on to report the ad by Americans for Prosperity features the woman battling leukemia talking about how her insurance was canceled under Obamacare and saying Peter's decision to vote for the law jeopardized my health. No kidding. They admit it's kicking people off. The ads are airing in Michigan as Peters seeks the Democratic nomination to replace Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. So he wants to go from the House to the Senate, who is not seeking re-election. Media organizations investigating the ads claim note that she was able to find comparable new insurance under the law. The Washington Post fact checker blog gave the ad a two Pinocchios for Obama. Really, she didn't get the doctor she wanted, the treatment she wanted. What a bunch of bull. The point is, they said you wouldn't lose your doctor. And the bill said you would in many cases. They were liars. People just keep defending this Obamacare, man. Admit you're wrong. But in response, told the local Dexter local leader newspaper that though she has no idea whether she will break even with a new plan, a fact checker claims, the uncertainty of having to restructure her health care while coping with a deadly disease is damaging enough. Yeah, choose your own doctor. That's fundamental. People are asking me for the numbers, and I don't know those answers. That's the heartbreak of it all. And meanwhile, it's reported that he is threatening to have their FCC license pulled, which is what we see going on with all this attempt to have the FCC come in and start managing political statements and things. And we saw the Obama truth squads during the first election 7 years ago saying, if you run a misleading ad, the Missouri police will arrest you. They will decide if it's misleading. In other words, if you say Obama wants to raise taxes, this is a quote. Guys, will you pull up on YouTube, or we may even have it, Obama Truth Squads? Because I'm not kidding. It actually says, if you say he doesn't want to cut taxes, you will be arrested. He wants to cut your taxes. Even if you wanted to lie and say Obama wants to raise my taxes and it wasn't true, which he did try to raise them and did raise them. He did lie, of course. It's your free speech. You can be mistaken, whatever. You've got to prove civilly in court someone lied on purpose. That's common law. That's our free system. But here, oh, no, I just say you're lying. You're arrested. So this is the reign of terror with the IRS harassing the Tea Party, pro-lifers, gun groups. And then they didn't get in trouble, so they're right back at it again. And Holder running around telling the news media to brainwash the public against guns. So here's the ad that the guy running for Senate, who is a Democratic member of the Congress. He wants to be a senator now. This is what he doesn't want you to hear. So we're going to air it in its full entirety right now.
My name is Julie Boonstra, and 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I found out that I only have a 20% chance of surviving. I found this wonderful doctor and a great healthcare plan. I was doing fairly well, fighting the cancer, fighting the leukemia. And then I received the letter. My insurance was canceled because of Obamacare. Now the out-of-pocket costs are so high, it's unaffordable. If I do not receive my medication, I will die. I believed the president. I believed I could keep my health insurance plan. I feel lied to. It's heartbreaking for me. Congressman Peters, your decision to vote for Obamacare jeopardized my health. It is time to listen to me. It is time to listen to the other American citizens out there who are hurting. This is serious. It's not a game. Congressman Peters, Obamacare is not the answer.
Well, how dare her say that she doesn't like a law? Have that ad removed. By the way, I saw a congressman get the show I was on with Jesse Ventura that I consulted on, the one about FEMA camps and threat fusion centers, 3 years ago. All of it's come out to be confirmed now. And they literally, he went on there and told Ventura, this never existed. I didn't bring forward this bill. And there are no camps. Then we show the camps and show his bill to expand them. So he called up and threatened True TV, threatened the company that owned it, threatened all, and had the show pulled even off TiVo. It's supposed to air over and over again on cable. It airs about 50 times, coming a bunch of the other episodes too. It airs like 50 times a year. They air those shows over and over again. It was a hit show. 3 seasons. This is the second season. They pull it and then erase it off the DVRs and TiVos everywhere. That's how upset they were. So I know what it's like, folks. Those stations, probably out of fear, won't run it. Now, he did find the Truth Squad clip from 7 years ago where they said, if you say he doesn't want to cut taxes, we'll arrest you. Well, he did raise them. So here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This first, John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from
on
the
TV
city,
threatening Power, people. This is America.
Sanders County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year.
Which he didn't do.
They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might
violate. That's enough. I don't have time to play the whole newscast. If you want to see it, just type in Obama Truth Squads. This is insane. And now Dinesh D'Souza is facing many years in jail for what is clearly legal and lawful contributions for his filmmaking. He's now being persecuted. They're arresting people. This is dangerous. But hey, I want to give fair time to Obama. Here's the Obama theme song as we go out.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Yeah, just go along with it. Obama. Obama. The dream, the hope, the fraud of the fascist president. With the Republican leadership helping him. Yay! Manufactured consent. Forward. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our
George
problems.
Washington
Don't
said
warn that. Tyranny is always lurking just around the
Thomas
corner.
Jefferson.
You should reject these voices.
Yeah.
There will be no new bureaucracies. You can keep the doctors you know and trust. You keep the insurance you have if you
lies, lies, so lies, 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 lies.
Private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well.
By the way, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. So they just feel good because they're part of the winning team.
Not even masculine.
And they're really being abused.
And our Lord save you, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Take extra care to follow the instructions or you'll be put to sleep.
The Obama theme song, folks.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
Obama.
1984.
Bob was like a huge wolf just cramming sheep in his mouth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He hypnotizes him with big old snake eyes and with a conveyor belt of sheep. He just marched into his giant snake mouth. It's like a Pied Piper.
Everything is cool.
This is what I criticize Bush supporters for under Bush. But, I mean, under Obama, it's like total cult land. And notice they're like, now we're going to target young people to sign up for Obamacare, but they won't do it. So they're going to target, it's in the news today, black people. Like, it's your duty to go buy Obamacare to help Big Brother. Pun intended. This is getting really bad, folks. This is a scam written by offshore mega corporations that are totally and completely ruthless. The whole liberal facade of Obama is just that, a facade. For those who don't know what a facade is, that we're public school educated, you know, it's like those old Western towns and movies where it's just the front. There's nothing. You go through the door and there's cactuses and tumbleweeds behind it. In fact, guys, will you pull up the definition of facade for me? Because look, it's not that Obama's a lesser of two evils. He's a more effective of evils because he can get the agenda through. When he bombs a country, it's because he's a peace prize holder. When he raises your taxes, because you're part of a team. You got a business. You didn't build that. But now is the time. I'll give the number out in the next segment. Go to your calls. I want to hear from people that actually think I'm wrong. I want to hear from people that like Obamacare. I want to hear from the people that really think Obama cares about you and that Joe Biden really cares about you. I want to hear from you, and I'm going to give the number out for Obama supporters to call in here. This is your chance, uncensored live radio, folks. 877-789-ALEX, or racist, actual dollar as well. 877-789-ALEX, or knuckle dragon redneck. That'll also get you, it gets you to here. 877-789-ALEX. Because I'm not a real intellectual like all the liberals out there that just don't have any facts. They just go, Obama, oh, I feel so smart, I'm so liberal. When you support literal fascist takeover and are enemies of anybody who's a real liberal like myself in the Thomas Jefferson vein, I mean, you people are despicable. I'm talking about those controlling the everything is awesome group out there thinks they're really about to get some great deal for Obama. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. The polls show about 30% of you still worship the Lord and Savior Barack Obama, as Jamie Foxx calls him. I want to hear from you, because Obama said just 2 weeks ago he's got lower approval ratings because of racism. Really? Really? Really. So it's not that Obamacare is a ripoff, or it's not that higher taxes on the middle class will stall the economy. It's not that I don't want our power plant shut down as we get half our energy from coal and they're shipping our jobs to Mexico and China. It's not that I want prosperity. It's not that I want a fair shake. It's not that I want real equality. It's not that I'm mad at MSNBC race baiting all day. No, it's because I'm a racist, because I don't want 52% of blacks to be aborted like the Democratic Party does. I'm a racist because I know the Democratic Party until 1964 was the Ku Klux Klan and was the anti-Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act and all of it until they couldn't beat the Republicans, so they became the party of race. But instead of about equality, like Martin Luther King said, it was about racial division. They just brought Klan politics to all the minorities and turned them, a great part of them, into racist, out-of-control scum, just like the Klan. I mean, it's just horrible that I'm geopolitically informed, that I'm economically informed, that I'm domestically informed, that I'm culturally informed, that I'm done a lot of anthropology research, a lot of sociology research. It's horrible. And so I want to admit it right now. I'm an intellectual nobody. Obamacare is a great deal. It's great to have your prices tripled. It's great to be kicked off your plan. It's great to have death panels. I'm wrong. Ted Cruz is wrong. I apologize. And I should be laughed at by the unintellectual mass that if Bill Maher just laughs at someone, look, everything they said's coming true, that we're all supposed to just agree with that. So I agree. Bill Maher, because he's real skinny and wears little thin ties and has writers and he reads off a teleprompter, he's intellectual. He's smart. He could come in here and do a 2-3 hour radio show without a teleprompter and just wipe the table with me, folks, because he's a liberal. That's why he said last year, just kill more people, get rid of the population, more abortion. He hates people. He was being honest for a moment without the teleprompter. Because he is awesome. So let's go ahead and hear what he had to say about the few people that are getting under his skin. And whoever they attack is whoever is effective.
The reason so many Americans, for example, think climate change is a hoax is that their only source for science news is Glenn Beck, Fox, and Matt Drudge, the cracker trifecta.
The cracker trifecta. More race baiting. And then he goes on from there. It was global warming. First in the 70s, we were all going to freeze in an ice age if we didn't have carbon taxes that they openly want to pay to the Davos Group, $100 trillion every decade. That's London Telegraph. They want a $100 trillion to begin with. 100 trill. That's 10 trill a year paid to the Rothschild Exchange in London. Look it up. It's actually the Rothschild Exchange. And they've spent more than $20 billion propagandizing for this, because when they can tax every part of the carbon cycle and surveil it, you run everything, sweetsies. And it doesn't matter the North Pole got bigger and the South Pole got bigger. They say penguins can't swim at the Arctic. Well, you know why? Because there aren't penguins in the Arctic, folks. They're at the South Pole, the Antarctic. These people know all this. It's like the science guy got up on TV and said, look, the Antarctic got smaller and it was the Arctic. And it got bigger. Now it's climate change. First it was freezing, then it was warming. Now it's change. Hey, folks, the only thing that stays the same is change. It's the only constant in this universe. And now they want to FCC pull the licenses of TV stations that run milquetoast ads. They'll run pro-Obama ads and pro-video game ads, but not pro-gun ads on Fox and the Super Bowl. It's total discrimination. They're arresting filmmakers. They're arresting governors for crooked toenails. While Obama takes a third of his money from offshore IP addresses, totally illegal. Total selective enforcement, and Democrats are calling everywhere to arrest their opposition. You people are wanting to become Nazi fascist, and you're a clear and present danger. And if Republicans act like this, I'm going to come after them. See, that's where my bias is freedom and due process. Let's go to this Dinesh D'Souza piece dealing with his political prisonership. Here it is.
And then Republican senators now demanding the head of the FBI explain exactly why the agency pushed for an indictment of one of the president's most effective critics. And that critic is here. Welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. This started last month. Conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza hit with federal charges for what the New York Times called relatively small donations in a New York Senate race. Those charges immediately raising red flags for some, because D'Souza, who has pleaded not guilty, is behind the box office hit 2016, Obama's America, a film that is very critical of the president. The senator's letter calls attention to these concerns, citing liberal Harvard legal scholar Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, even Dershowitz says it's scary, and he's a total liberal, I guess more in the real sense when it comes to at least free speech. But here's the deal, folks. He has a new movie coming out in July. They're in the middle of production. They're trying to stop that production. I had the FBI show up here about the Obama deception 3 days before it came out. Literally, this is America, folks.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
That's racist. It's
Alex Jones.
Arrest
on
him.
The GCN Radio Network.
FCC, no. No, not that music. Not freedom. Not First Amendment. Not second. Not fourth. Not tenth. Not ninth.
Sorry, we had an Obama supporter break in over the control line there for a moment. Try to take over, but we're back live for now, folks. La, 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 la. That's the Buckaroo Banzai, the Overthruster. It's a good B-movie. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, steaming ahead towards hour number two. I'm going to go to your phone calls now and into the next segment or two. And then I'm going to get into the really serious news on what's happening to the economy. FCC backs off for now, coming into newsrooms, telling people what to do. We're also going to look at the really big news in Ukraine and all the mainline headlines saying this could lead to a larger regional, even third world war. So we're going to look at that. And then a huge stack of stories. Feds deploy new national spy system of microphones capable of recording conversations. That was in 2013. Well, here's another little article. New street lights to have Homeland Security applications. That's 2011. We broke that. Oh, what's in Fox News? Newark Airport terminal lights tied to security system. And it turns out the lights themselves, the lights, have hidden cameras built into them. That's how small they are. These are going in not just in airports, but all over the country. I'm going to break those down. And now the police, when they pull you over, will commandeer your radio by remote control with one button and turn it on and talk to you in the car. Just to give you an idea what a technocracy is like, we're going to be breaking that down in great detail. Now, before I go any further, if you just joined us, I have opened the phones up for Obama supporters. People that think I'm a liar. People that think I'm wrong. People that think that he really wants to help us and that he's our true president and our dear leader, Kim Jong-un, Barack Obama. And so we've got David, Frank, Eric, David, Michael, Sherry, and others. And I could normally get 20 phone calls lined up here, giving the number out. We only have 6 or 7 people calling in. Where is the overwhelming support for our dear leader? I'm sorry, that's not the words of Jamie Foxx, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. I played that earlier. So you need to call in and defend him. I mean, here I am. We don't screen your calls. Tell me why I'm wrong. Explain to me. Well, the Republicans are bad too. They're not the ones in charge running everything down right now. I mean, I know you bought into a bandwagon, you bought into a group. That's how you think you're a big winner, why you're successful. Republicans should really learn from this and not be the same with their leadership. Which Republicans have done this now with the real Tea Party. That's why the media is demonizing it, because the Republican Party could be taken over. And that's why you're seeing the demonization of Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, myself, and so many others. I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us, again, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. But Democrats are so smart, you don't need me to say the number slow. I mean, that's all you talk about on your shows, and is how you're smart, and anybody that isn't a communist is dumb. So I don't need to give it out fast. Actually, I do, don't I? You need to give it out real slow. Here, let me give it out for you real slow. Here's the number. You ready? 877. Of course, under Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5, so I can just give out random numbers. Maybe that would work too, huh? I don't have to get the number right. So let me just give out a different number. 00159268420OQQ59. I mean, you don't even need numbers anymore. Piggy, Smiggy, Giggly, Wiggly. 22595QQQ, squiggly mark. Just call that number and you'll be on the show. 2 + 2 = 5 as well.
A plus, Alex.
So, there you go. No, actually, you do actually have to dial the number right. It's 877. I know that's racist and small-minded. And I'm not racist. I don't have any intellectual argument. Just racist. 877, aren't I intellectual? 877-789-ALEX is the number for you to call in the broadcast. Now, briefly, we are listener-supported, and I try to bring you in the free market the very best products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have a new one that got in 2 weeks ago and sold out, but another truck came in, Made in America, MadeIn1776.com is where you find all our Made in America liberty-based apparel to meet like-minded people and spread the word and support the broadcast. But the new MadeIn1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can find it there as well, is the new Molon Labe in Greek. Come and take it with the Spartan helmet, the crossed M4 machine guns, or assault rifles, and the victory wreath. And on the back it says Infowars.com, 1776 in Roman numerals. This is a great way, and the best looking Molon Labe shirt out there. Order them today. And next week they're supposed to get here the women's gold foil t-shirts made in America that say the same thing, but these are for men. Right now, sorry ladies, we're not being discriminatory on purpose. Your shirts are just so fancy and so much more hard to get a hold of, and the gold foil, it'll be here soon. You get the fanciness with the bling bling. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139, and the great crew can answer your questions and take your order. We have InfoWarsLife.com with the best supplements out there. Super Male Vitality, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, my favorite coffee that I discovered and got shipped in from southern Mexico in the high mountains. Totally organic. Wake Up America coffee. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com. You're funding the very tip of the spear of the First Amendment. So thank you all for your support. I salute you. Okay. They also say that the movie Spartacus, great film by Stanley Kubrick. Those who are about to die salute you. Well, I'm about to be destroyed by these powerful intellects that are calling in to defend Obamacare. And so, drum roll please, out of the gates is David from Louisiana. David, welcome. Thank you for calling.
You know, he's probably hello, Alex.
Hi, go ahead. I missed the first thing you said. You're on the air.
oh, okay, you say that Obama's bad and all that, I get some of his military policy, but this carbon thing, carbon dioxide isn't all too bad, but just because it gets cold here doesn't mean that the Earth is not warming. You've seen in Russia record high temperatures for very long times. We haven't had freezes here in
we haven't had freezes in at least a week. You're right, it's terrible.
But before it'd be frozen most of the time. You look at the temperatures, they're still
actually
up,
sir, that's not what all the ice core samples show. NASA even admits the Earth's been cooling for 17 years now. The sun's the main driver. Look, how does shutting down our power plants here that put out nothing but carbon dioxide and water and shipping the jobs to China, they open 3 new plants a week, we close 3 a week on average. How does doing that save the Earth if it's all one atmosphere?
It's all in one atmosphere.
You don't even understand what I just said. They're shipping the plants to Mexico and China. Texas has shut down dozens of plants, and they've opened them in Mexico, totally dirty, shooting all the toxins into the air, the particula, the mercury, everything. No scrubbers. You know what a scrubber is on a coal power plant?
Maybe.
Okay, well, if you go to China, it's just the power plant and a smokestack. You go here, there's all these big buildings built off. They send it all through the distillation. Nothing comes out but water and carbon dioxide. We get half our power from coal, or we did. Shutting that down is economic warfare. How is paying Al Gore a carbon tax? He's part of the company that globally gets the money. How does that save the Earth, sir?
Well, I guess it doesn't.
You really are an Obama supporter, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we need some better access to health care.
Let me ask you a question. When did you have the brain injury? And I'm not making fun of folks here. I'm serious. You sound like you in a bad car wreck?
No, I'm not in a bad car
wreck. How does you hurt your head? You've had brain surgery, haven't you? What's wrong with you?
No, I haven't had brain surgery. I've just been under a lot of fluoride. I've been looking this stuff up, but I don't see German psychologists. I don't see Russian psychologists. I saw John Holdren saying that it would be a nice idea to reduce population, but I didn't see him actually saying
okay, so everything is awesome, everything is cool when you're part of the team. All right, I appreciate your call, man. I just don't know what to say anymore. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Listen, Obama goes along to get along, and the reason I wanted him to win...
That was a little disrespectful. You address him like Jamie Foxx addresses him. Go ahead.
I don't know how that is.
You know how he says it.
I'm not real political, Alex. I just know what I know for myself, and I'm going to share that. He goes along to get along, and that's why he's in power. If they didn't want him in power, the real oligarchies that run the show, they would not have him in there. They, you know, Ron Paul they shut out because he said it like it was. Perot, they threatened his family, and Perot said, I can't fight this. I'm going to have to withdraw from the race. And Kennedy, well, he never got to say it all, did he? You know?
So what's your bottom line on Obama?
My bottom line on Obama is it could be so much worse if it had been somebody else. He is willing to walk the tightrope and try to balance what the people can live with and what the oligarchies, what they now call the CEO oligarchy.
This sounds like mass Stockholm syndrome. Or you're like, oh, he's the abuser, but he's trying to take care of me. Oh, my gosh. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 60 seconds. Second hour coming up, folks. Oh, my goodness.
Your torch is a wisdom. So we have Dean right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance.
I choose Obama.
We are the InfoWar.
We are talking to those that have chosen Obama. And I always find it's like some fascination. Like, I think he's secretly trying to help me. And that's why they put him in there, is because he's more effective in making you think he's being reasonable while he slits your collective throat. But let's go to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you've got the floor. Tell me about the man known as Cupcake Sweetie Pie Obama.
Well, I don't think he's I don't think he wants to. He's slimy or mean. I think he just was willing to go along with those who are really running the show.
Well, obviously, and he's a puppet. We're talking about the.
Let me
tell you, how attracted are you right now to Obama? How much do you like Obama? What's going on right now?
Well, what's going on right now is that the people who are really in power, the oligarchies. Okay, that's all. That's a good word for them, I guess. They run the show. They're the corporations. They want to lead the people in the direction that they want them to go, which means they want them to vote for someone like Romney or Bush.
No, they gave more money to Romney.
They want.
They want whoever's the most effective BSer. Look, the establishment, the media, the establishment owns the big media, the dinosaur media. They want Obama. They've let him get away with stuff 50 times what Nixon did because he's a darling cupcake.
No, I don't think so. I think the insurance.
I think you have a fetish for Obama. You've had it since he first ran. You won't admit you've been conned. Admit right now you like Obama.
All I know is that the insurers were in the business of denying claims.
What would you do if Obama wanted to date you?
Pardon me?
If Obama wanted to take you out on a date, what would you do?
Oh, come on. I'm not going to let you lead me in that direction now, Alex.
I can hear your voice right now.
He's not. He's the only one. The people wanted him. They tried to keep him
out.
You
want him?
Look what Jeb Bush did. He tried to get the whole state.
Hey, just because Jeb Bush is bad doesn't make Obama good. Don't you understand that?
Obama is keeping us out of war. Do you know how weary we are of war after these last 8 years?
And only our loving leader could expand them.
He just put his foot down on that issue. And he didn't write Obamacare. They just let some of his...
What is your nickname for him? What is your nickname for Obama?
My nickname for Obama? Someone who wouldn't lead us into war.
Sweetie Cake? Let me ask you this question. No, I get it. I understand. Like Bush was so bad. And I even thought Bush was so bad. I was kind of neutral on Obama and McCain because McCain's so bad that I thought maybe they were going to try to have reconciliation because the country's on the edge of rebellion. Instead, they brought him in and just Obama is one of the few things I was wrong about because I thought he was bad. And I thought it was going to be bad. But all these people that I respect even more now said, no, he's going to be real bad and you're wrong. I've got to apologize. I am rarely wrong about big issues, and talk shows aren't supposed to say they've been wrong. I have underestimated the level of evil because he's got this spiritual shield of fraud around him. But once you get around that, my dear, believe me, he's the worst thing we've ever been hit by. And he's a closer, in the ninth inning in baseball. They're trying to close things right now, and he's real bad. He's real bad.
Where did the Patriot Act come from, Alex? It didn't come on Obama.
It was bipartisan, and Obama expanded it.
Well,
the NDAA makes the Patriot Act look like a gift of liberty.
We need to identify the true enemy to solve the problems, and Obama's not the true enemy. He is a pawn, like you said yourself.
No, he's a luscious cupcake.
Enemy. He is just trying to keep us out of war. Look,
if Obama was a cupcake, what type of cupcake would he be? Is the real question.
Okay, whatever.
Seriously, what cup of cupcake? What cup of cupcake would he be?
I'm not going to say, Alex, because I don't go. I'm not in that.
Because I can see a thought bubble right now. See Obama equals cupcake. All right, I'm going to stop being silly. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Sherry. All right, I had a little bit of fun with that, folks. Frank, Eric, David, Michael, Ted, Greg, your calls are coming up, cupcake.
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Up on Infowars.com, mirrored at PrisonPlanet.com, right now. Michigan Democrat threatens to shut down TV station airing anti-Obamacare ad, and we dovetailed it with the Truth Squad Obama police saying that if you criticize Obama, you will be arrested. You cannot make up the off-the-chart garbage. So both the Truth Squad video and the video of the TV ad that the congressman is threatening to have the TV station shut down if they run are up on Infowars.com as the top story, just to show the open, naked tyranny we're dealing with. Also, the Southern Poverty Law Center, a.k.a. the White House Free Speech Demonization Army, says more than half of white Americans are anti-black. See, this is the Democratic Party, folks, that was the Ku Klux Klan Party until the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act and a bunch of other stuff under Eisenhower. They looked at the demographics. This is on record. They had Democratic Party conferences, and literally they had all these congressmen that were Grand Dragons said, I'm resigning from the Klan. I now love black people. And folks bought it, and they run everything now. And, I mean, that's basically how. And so now it's race politics. Did you know they don't want to turn their guns in because they're racist? You know, these people don't want Obamacare because they don't like black people. No, we don't like Obamacare. This is a giant screw job. And that's now come out. Also, Ambassador Rice warns Moscow not to intervene in Ukraine. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, we've got some articles dealing with the police state control grid that we're going to be breaking down coming up at the bottom of the hour. But first, the rare treat. We are talking to Obama supporters, people that disagree with me, but they need to quantify why they disagree. They need to just make their point. Tell me why Obama's good. Stockholm syndrome. Oh, it could be worse. Oh, he cares about me. Doesn't matter. He lies systematically more than anybody I've ever seen. He's worse than Nixon, worse than Clinton rolled together, times 10. I mean, and folks, that's conservative. When you actually study policy and what's really going on, it is a wall of fraud, deceit, raising taxes on poor people, screwing them on their payroll taxes. Seven taxes in Obamacare on poor people. Five more on rich people. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if I wanted to shut our economy down, Obamacare is the way to do it. But, you know, I just do this full time and actually know what I'm talking about, though. I'm sure it's going to be a great deal for everybody. Let's go to who's up next but holding the longest. Ted in Tennessee, come on down. Tell me how I'm wrong. Go ahead.
All right, Alex, are you really ready for this?
Come on, man. Come on, talk or I'm going to cut you off.
Okay. Now, Obamacare, you got to look at it, is very simple. There's 310 million people that don't get a vote in anything. Those are the people that have a health insurance policy that's provided by their employer. You have another 26 to 40 million people who don't get a vote in anything. Those are the people that are...
Did you say 315 million people have health care provided by their employer?
Pardon?
There aren't 315... You say...
There are 310 million people that have health insurance provided by their employer.
No, they're not.
They do not get a vote in anything.
There's 315 million people in the whole country. There's about 100 million...
No, there's 300...
Put him on hold. I can't listen to this because these people are so dumb. Listen... There's about 110 million people that have health care provided by their employer, and they pay for it. It isn't free. There's 315 million people in the country, counting 25 million that are illegal aliens. That's the census. Go back to them. I'm not trying to be mean. Go ahead and make your point.
Okay, there's 310 million people that have health insurance provided by their employer.
No, there's not. No, there's not. 98% of the American people are not covered by their employers with health insurance. That is BS, man. There's 35 million uninsured in the country.
It's between 1 and 3% that cannot be accounted for. Those are between 3 and 9 million people, which has been expanded to 15. They cut in half is 7.5 million. That's what they want to put on the Affordable Health Care Act. Are we ready to talk about this thing?
Sir, do you understand that the insurance companies wrote the plan, the big ones, to shut down their competition and jack up prices?
You have a ticket that says you're going to win at a 30-1 odds. And then you go and buy the health, the horse care ticket. But if everybody in the stands votes for or takes that same bet, that bet's going to go down to 1-for-1.
You're totally helpless.
Right,
hey, sir, the prices are exploding. The death panels are there. They're kicking people off with pre-existing conditions. People are losing their doctors. Did Obama promise that none of that would happen?
Who cares?
All right, let him go. Let him go. See, I don't do this a lot because it's painful, and I actually don't like hearing people like this. It makes me very upset. Do you hear him? He doesn't care. He's bought into this. He thinks there's 310 million people who have health care provided by their employers. It's about 100 million. We just pulled it up on screen. My memory was correct. My dad's in healthcare management. Man, I just have so much trouble with these people. They're so helpless. Do you hear them? Do you hear him? He said, I don't want to be mean to him. Ted, they're kicking people off their insurance. They're getting rid of people with pre-existing conditions. They're jacking the prices up. The big banks that own the insurance companies wrote this to screw everybody. The Supreme Court ruled it's a private tax paid to private corporations. Come on, Tim. Ted, or whatever your name is. Kathy in Montana, you're on the air.
Hi, before I tell you why I think you're wrong about Obama and health care, I'd like to say you're one of my favorite shows other than Coast to Coast.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I like going on Coast to Coast.
And I agree with you on the whole big picture, and I think you got it right. But what makes, and let's just call whoever the oligarchy, totalitarianism, the far end of both sides are one and the same. This has been going on since 1913. Or let's just call him Satan. And who has more power than Satan, the only one? God. And what makes you think that God didn't put Obama in power at this time and space of our world? Because, and by the way, it isn't World War One, World War Two, World War Three. World War One has not ended yet. There's just been lulls. And as far as health care goes, I was a nurse, and let me tell you what I saw due to capitalism in health care and people killed.
Oh, it's already really screwed up ever since government got involved.
You know what? And the oldest trick in the book in the art of war is divide and conquer. And all the people that are, I'm right, you're wrong, I'm right, you're wrong, 90% of the American people are good. Why doesn't everyone just stand together and tell Satan to go to hell?
I agree with you. And listen, you're right about the World War One thing, all of it. My issue is,
you know, God didn't put him in power. The only thing I think is wrong with Obama is he must be nuts, because I wouldn't take that job. And I hope he has.
Well, he's totally compromised. They've got a lot of, but exactly. It's not Obama the person. It's Obama the phenomenon. But if you look at this, again, the globalists are running it. So if the mainstream media is promoting gun control, you know it's bad. If they're promoting Obamacare, you know it's bad. If they're promoting open borders, you know it's bad. And then all the numbers show why it's bad. My only issue is Mitt Romney helped write Obamacare. The big banks want this, so Democrats should have run from it. But because they played the whole left-right thing, they were for it. Now we know it's a giant fraud. That's my point, but great points. I appreciate you calling. Frank, Eric, David, Michael, Greg, your calls are all coming up after this quick break. Here's the number. I want to hear why I'm wrong across the board. How about we just open it up for a total free-for-all? 877-789-ALEX.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were run a hell so fast. We have got explosion and we are defending and we agree. Let's try our best.
People
calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
Check out
the
witnesses.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You can say what you want. I'm nobody special. I'm just doing the best job I can, and I'm humbled by it, but we are the front lines. We are it. There's no secret room out there, folks, of people fighting for this republic, promoting the Bill of Rights and Constitution. This radio show, the people we promote, what we cover here, we're it. You're it. History's happening right now. And I get so frustrated knowing that Obamacare is meant to bankrupt our economy, make people dependent on government, shut down small businesses that aren't exempt. All the big corporations and banks, they're all exempt. The families aren't exempt. That's the ultimate form of discrimination, to have all these poor people and regular folks not exempt and all these big corporations exempt. That's in the news. People call in and defend Obamacare to me and tell me how I just don't get it. Just because George Bush was bad on many fronts doesn't mean Obama's good. Just because Obama's bad when some Republican comes in doesn't mean they're going to be good. People have to get informed about the topics and the real issues. We've got any future here. All right, I want to go through your calls fast. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I disagree with you on Obama, and I disagree with the previous callers, too. Obama displays what I think a number of people see as classic narcissistic, sociopathic characteristics. Anybody that is seeing him as some type of savior, someone that's looking out for us, is seeing what they want to see, probably based on some form of white guilt, racism, some type of racism on their own part, whatever. Or they just want to see the world through rose-colored glasses. But I disagree with you. I think you've done, I've been listening to you for 9 years. I think you did a really good job of exposing Obama long before he ever became president.
No, I knew who was running him. I knew he was going to be bad, but I thought it would just be the next step. It's like a major offensive under Obama is my point.
Well, it was a perfect choice to divide the country and make it all about race and everything. But I do disagree with you. I'm very skeptical on the promotion of Ted Cruz, but simply for the fact if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck. His wife is, as you know, former CFR. He is
and Goldman Sachs, but
Goldman Sachs. I'm sorry, I don't buy that. Just by some miraculous coincidence, the guy who's going to save us, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, he's going to rise up, be the leader of the Tea Party, whatever, and his wife just happens to be that individual. I just find that's just too coincidental to me.
You know, I hear you. I've met Ted Cruz once. We've interviewed him before when he was running. And I dislike David Duhurst so much here in Texas, who's running for office again right now, that I had to support Ted Cruz and got a lot of heat for it. All he's done in his votes, pro-gun, anti-Obamacare, is just stellar. Anybody can do a 28-hour filibuster and be eloquent. I mean, I just admire. He said they're a den of vipers. He said my wife was a vice president at Goldman Sachs. That's where successful people are. People change their minds. People change. The tilt is towards libertarian. There is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune, as It was written in the play Julius Caesar by, of course, one of the greatest playwrights ever. And so my whole issue is I go off fruits. The more I've lived, the more I realize that people can change, people can get better, they can get worse, but that I judge a tree by its fruits. And I'm telling you, evil people like Hillary Clinton or evil people like John McCain cannot do anything good and can never tell the truth, and everything they do is bad. And I was very suspicious of Ted Cruz, and now a couple years into it, I mean, I'm nothing but impressed. And that's all I can say about Ted Cruz is that he keeps delivering. The minute he starts to really play politics and stuff is the minute I'll go out against him. You know, it's kind of like Rand Paul, who I've known for 18 years. I know Rand Paul good. You know, when he's come to Austin, hung out with him, you name it. Rand Paul came out last year and said, yeah, I'm for amnesty if it's reasonable and follows the law. And everybody went, oh, he sold out. No, I mean, if these people were checked and were legal and vetted and weren't felons and did the deal, sure, legalize some of them. But he did that so that he could then, when they didn't bring forward a reasonable plan from a position of strength and being reasonable, he could then say, I'm not going to vote for this. So we'll see what happens with Ted Cruz. What do you think?
I don't have any problem with anything that he said. I just think it's an elaborate setup. I think when we need him the most, I think he's going to stab us in the back. Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Wolfgang Halbach. He is a 67-year-old man. He's a former Florida state trooper. He is an educator. He's ex-military. He is retired now, and he is getting an inordinate amount of visits from law enforcement trying to intimidate him. He's looking into Sandy Hook, and he is the guy, I think.
Yeah, by the way, guys, I saw an article about him being harassed last week, and I told them I want Wolfgang Talbot on immediately. So Wolfgang, show tips at Infowars.com. Yeah, he's a former state police. They're really scared of him. Sandy Hook is staged. We don't know exactly how it's staged. We just know it's got all the earmarks of a staged event, actors. Doesn't mean there wasn't a real shooting. Just it was definitely scripted. We have evidence of that with Bloomberg, too, in an email saying, get ready to launch our offensive in 2 days, and then it all happened. You know, get the PR thing ready. So it looks real bad. I agree with you. We need to get him on.
Yeah, he needs exposure.
Do you have his contact info?
Yes. His voicemail is full.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. See, the listeners can get these people. I want him on about Sandy Hook. You're going to get the number right now. We'll get him on. Yeah, no, he's investigating up in Connecticut, and they're after him. And they're threatening him, and they're trying to block any release. Because let me tell you something. Sandy Hook was staged, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it,
folks. Don't forget, we're here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the subscriber site for the nightly news. 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central, is InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And look, I've learned that so many times we attack people in the liberty movement, whether they be on the so-called left or right, about not being totally perfect. And then that pushes them to the establishment side. We have to own Rand Paul and own Ted Cruz. And literally, as a people, so be on top of them that they would never want to betray us because we're so involved. Let me tell you, the Republicans and Democratic leadership on record meet about one thing, and that's the Tea Party and how to derail it and how to raise money against it. You see that all over the news now. It's admitted. The total demonization, saying it's racist, all the rest of this. The last thing they want is so-called minorities to get into the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Then that would unify everybody around basic rights and ideas and create a renaissance. Where I don't look at you as a black person, I look at you as somebody that's pro-Second Amendment. I don't look at you as a white person, I look at you as somebody who's pro-gun or pro-family. These are the things that unify us. We're all the same at the end of the day. And We have the same fundamental dreams. But people sit there and nitpick ways to say this person's a government agent or this person's going to betray us or blah, 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 blah. And unless there's real stuff someone's doing there, you have to support them for what they actually do, not for all the wife worked for Goldman Sachs and was in the CFR. They recruit anybody. I had the Council on Foreign Relations come around me like three times 15 years ago or so. Because that's what the establishment does, is it goes and gets talented people and brings them to the table. We have to act like we're going to take over and that we're winners. Not that somebody has success. Oh, my gosh, they're a sellout. You know, blah, blah, blah. We have to go off of what they stand for. Here's an example. We've leased Clear Channel, Jones Company satellites, and a couple others. I don't even pay attention to it, but the network leases them. And there was like a hit piece put out by a known government-connected group, I don't know, like 12 years ago or so, that I have to hear about every week now in emails and comments or on the street. Hey, I really like your show for a decade, but why are you an affiliate of ABC? And I go, no, one of the satellites we lease was from ABC, and by law, there was even lawsuits involved, not with us, but with others, to make them sell you a feed. Clear Channel sold us a feed one time and they wouldn't give us the descrambler code, and Ted had to start a lawsuit just to get that, the owner of the network. They didn't even tell us, yeah, here's the $5,000 or $6,000 a month satellite feed. Now it's more to descramble the code, stuff like that. I mean, you could say I work for Jones Broadcasting out of Houston, which I have no relation to, or Clear Channel or ABC, or there's a couple other ones. Citadel, I think, is the name of one of them. I mean, that's mentally... Cumulus is one of them. I'm talking about the name of the satellite company. I have an Apple phone. Doesn't mean I endorse Foxconn's slave factories or Al Gore on the board of it. I mean, they're all made basically in slave labor conditions, and I have it and say it's immoral and point it out. But I'm not in league with Apple. I could be wearing a Tag Heuer watch because I like to dive. Doesn't mean I endorse whatever the company supports. But people like holding to that standard of, hey, your satellite provider is ABC. Well, yeah, you could go pay them $5,000, $6,000 a month and get that fee too. It's just craziness. It's like, how do you think I get on the air? But that's a way to just say, well, Alex is discredited. You know, he's a nobody. He's really part of the establishment. You know, no one could be successful. It was like I was on XM for about 4 years. Show became very popular. And then because of political stuff, we were basically told all libertarian and conservative talk shows were taken off there. And, you know, we have enough affiliates that didn't hurt us that bad. Affiliates come and go. And that's a free market thing that they can take us off if they want to. They lost a lot of subscribers doing that. But people said, man, you're on XM. Well, yeah, I was on XM because they could get subscribers. Then they got new management and we're off. So where are we now? Does that prove I'm a good guy now that I'm off XM Sirius? SiriusXM? You know, it's mindlessness. What do I stand for? Private property, family, low taxes, guns, due process. That's who I am. What I do, what I stand for, what I produce. How do you judge a tree? By the fruit that comes off of it. Not off of what somebody says about it. Not off of what, well, there was a tree down the road. That tree's mama was bad. No, you judge a tree by its fruits. How do you judge a milk cow? By how much milk it produces. And that's what I'm telling you, folks. We need to stop judging people off their suit and their tie like Obama and Romney and off of what do they stand for? Oh, they both stand for the same thing. Okay, none of the above. We need to get down to like real facts here, folks. I know I'm ranting and I got a lot of calls to go to and a lot of news to cover, but David in Arizona, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Thank you. I disagree with you in several ways. Before I get to one of those, I noticed that you challenged Piers Morgan to a bare-knuckles match, and you also challenged the two cops that killed Kelly Thomas.
And yeah, they think they're so tough. I'll get bare-knuckles in Las Vegas in a ring with them. I'm not kidding.
I'll take you. I'll take you. I'll take that challenge. And
are you one of those people?
No, I'm not one of those people, but I'll stand in for them. I'll take your challenge.
Well, that wouldn't get any promotion or make any money for charity if you called in. And okay, so you disagree with me with Obama by saying you want to beat me up.
No. That's okay. If you don't want to fight me, that's okay.
But yeah, I'm scared of you. I'm scared.
I disagree with you in several ways. First of all, you talk about Jesus and you say that you're a Christian. Jesus dictated the solution to the problem that we're in the book of Revelation, throughout the whole Bible, really. But in Revelation, he boils it down to three verses, okay, in Revelation 13. He tells us very clearly that the papacy is the first beast of Revelation 13. The papacy is responsible for 150 million deaths in its 1,260-year reign. Okay, now, Revelation 13 says that the second beast will have all the power of the first beast.
Now, caller, here's my issue with you. I said call in and defend Obamacare, and you lied. You didn't call in to defend Obamacare. You want to beat my brains out because I'm not anti-Catholic. Let's just be honest about it.
But you wanted people to disagree across the board, and that's what I am.
I guess later I said the next wave. Okay, so, and you believe I secretly am a Catholic priest, right?
No, I don't.
You think I sprout wings at night like the bat? And
let me talk.
Go ahead.
You are hiding the solution. The solution is in Revelation 13. We're not supposed to use a name or a number.
I'm hiding it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're hiding it because are you still paying taxes? Yes, you are. Are you going to take taxes from your employees?
Well, that is the literal render unto Caesar. Like, who's on this coin? It's Caesar. This is that system. And I say it's the mafia and the private Federal Reserve. I am for paying taxes to our real federal government, not to the private Federal Reserve, but I choose my battles. And I don't tell my listeners, don't go pay income taxes when they could end up being put in prison. I don't give people advice that I wouldn't do myself.
Jesus says they will put you in jail for following Jesus. I'm saying follow Jesus. Yes, Jesus says they will put you in jail. You said, how will you judge them? By their fruit. If the government will put you in jail for not worshiping the government, Jesus tells you that's exactly what they're
all
doing.
Right.
And he says this. So
all
no,
right, but listen, here's the key to this call. Was your call screened?
I told the caller that I disagree.
Are you on air right now? You weren't censored, right, by the Vatican?
No, I'm not censored by the Vatican.
Okay, good.
What are you talking about?
No, most of the Catholic bashers say I secretly work for the Vatican, and I'm not even Catholic. I'm just sick of it. Listen, I'm dealing with ideas of liberty, private property, free market, the Second Amendment. That can be sold to anybody, Catholic, Protestant, Jew, Muslim. I'm here for freedom worldwide. No more balkanization. And people could sit there all day and say they want to bare-knuckle box me. I was talking about those cops that brutally beat that guy to death, saying I would get in a ring with both of them at the same time. And I would if they called me on it. And I was saying Piers Morgan said he wanted to shoot me. And I said, how about we just get in a ring together? I could play the Buzz Bissinger clip with him saying, yeah, let's kill him. That's my point.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com.
Is this deja vu?
Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, it's the final segment. Man, how depressing talking to Obama supporters. They want to beat me up. I'm a secret Vatican operator. Obama's going to save us. I mean, this is a real headache. But it's important to hear from these folks. I want to run through all their calls as quickly as possible here at the end. I mentioned this earlier, but I'm going to have to cover it tomorrow on the weekday show properly. This is out of Fox News in Newark, New Jersey. Newark Airport terminal lights tied to security system. First saw this about 4 years ago in an AP article where they've got these intelligent LEDs that actually have micro cameras built into them that are so small they're like black specks in the light bulb. And then the data goes back to a chip in the LED and reads it and then sends back a digital image and audio. And when you watch the news report that we have up on Infowars.com and you read it, they basically admit it but act like it's no big deal. It's like buried as a footnote. There are new LED lights greeting passengers at Newark Liberty International Airport's Terminal B, but they do more than illuminate. They are also part of a security system that is watching you before you even get to the security checkpoint. The lights are fitted with computer chips, camera sensors, and Wi-Fi antennas. They collect data and can help detect suspicious activity or aid police investigations. What they are is camouflaged cameras. And we had a caller talk about this Friday, so we looked it up. Jordan did. And sure enough, ambulances hijack car radios to let drivers know they're coming. And now police do this. They pull you over and they hit a button and it commandeers your radio and turns it on with the smart chips that are in there. So everything's being wired with smart chips to track and control us. I'm not against technology. It's that it's all being hardwired globally with systems of surveillance and control. Just like the Intel chips that dial back even when your computer's off with capacitors wirelessly to the NSA through the cell networks. I mean, this is diabolical. It's a giant takeover grid, and it's happening. It's not my opinion. Here it is. Hack the future. How hackers and car makers are battling for control of your ride. Well, yeah, we're being hacked by the globalists. That's what the New World Order is. DHS funds the installation of white boxes that track the population of an entire city. Feds deploy national security system of microphones capable of recording conversations hidden in light poles. That's from 2011, folks. And then here is London Guardian today. Are the robots about to rise? Google's new director of engineering thinks so, Ray Kurzweil. The end of humanity. I mean, this isn't me saying this. This is them. This is what's so frustrating, folks. I'm only telling you what they're doing. 95% of the time, it's not my opinion on this show. Man, I wish people knew what was really going on. Hey, look, I'm on The Guardian right there, Bill Hicks. I'm joking. That's supposedly Bill Hicks, too. He's on The Guardian right now, right there. That's another good one. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in North Carolina. Tim, tell me about Obama.
I'm actually not necessarily a supporter. I did vote for him, but I would consider that, I guess, before I woke up, so to speak.
Do you think he's handsome?
He's a very good-looking guy.
That's what matters.
Very eloquently, you know. I think he definitely fooled me as far as, you know, Bush was dumb from a mile away, whereas Obama was like, I feel fooled for sure. That's not where I disagree with you. In fact, I appreciate what you're doing for sure. The part where I kind of disagree the whole climate change issue. I'm not any kind of genius, but I do have a bachelor's in environmental chemistry, and so this is what I study. And I don't know. I just can't figure out why. You look at the Bilderberg Group. Okay, you look at. Rockefeller's name is all over all this stuff. I mean, the reason...
They're the one funding the carbon tax. Here's the deal. Shutting down our power plants and moving them to countries with no controls puts out more carbon. So it's an end of the debate right there. And then we've got serious genetic engineering, toxic waste dumping, nuclear leaks. Carbon is the least of our problems. It's part of the carbon cycle. Water, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and sunlight. We need those four things.
Yeah, but you can't, think about what a train car weighs, man, and you're burning thousands upon thousands of those a day. I mean,
they've got all the equations. Volcanoes put out far more.
Yeah, but if you get a volcano, it drastically changes the climate. And what I'm not saying that the world's getting warmer. I'm not saying it's getting cooler, either of those. All I'm saying is be careful, because when you support coal, you're supporting blowing up mountains.
Listen, I don't like petrochemicals. I don't like the fossil fuel energy grid. You're not hearing me. They only want to selectively cut us off because the globalists already own the third world to make their investments more valuable, and it will impoverish us. We are 50%+ coal dependent. Not anymore. It's like 45 now. We're going to go bankrupt, brother. We are a sprawling energy dependent. They're not changing that. It's hurting poor people. I guess zero investment in coal, brother. I actually have family that's in natural gas, which is competing with coal. If I cared about my bottom line and only cared about how my family made money, it would be shut down coal. Believe me.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't. And maybe this is. I don't know. This is not hard science, at least not to the public yet. But I tend to think that there's a lot more than they're letting on, as far as you know, what Tesla was researching. I think a lot of that research...
They're suppressing unbelievable... It's on record, sir. You're right.
Honestly, I don't think we even need the solar panels. I don't think we even need the...
Totally agree. Totally agree.
It, man. I think they're holding on to it because they haven't figured out a way to make money off it yet. But, no, you know, I'm not saying anything good about our dear leader, but... But, you know, I'm just, yeah.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Climate change has become synonymous with progress, and you want new energy. I want all that. But they just want a global tax to track everything you do with a surveillance grid over carbon, and this planet is carbon-starved compared to its earlier periods. Look it up. I mean, you know, they'll go, look at the glacier. It's melting in the summer. It snows and rains all year. Glaciers get bigger. They've always, all the studies show, look them up, they're always going out to sea. They always show the North Pole going, look, in the summer, it got smaller. Of course it did. It always has. Then it gets bigger in the winter. I got to go quicker. I got loaded phone lines. Mike in Colorado, tell me about my dear leader.
Alex, quite an honor to speak with you, sir. Obama, I'm an Obama supporter only because, first of all, he's my commander-in-chief. But the main thing is that where would the liberty movement be right now without him? He's pushed us so far so fast that we've made great strides towards real liberty in this country.
No, I agree with you. Sometimes it's got to get bad before it gets better. My problem is that if we don't make the Republicans get rid of all this power grab, they will set the precedent and they will use it in a couple years. We got to punish him now.
Well, right. I mean, exactly. You have to set a precedent because if you let them get away with this, if you say, okay, we're not going to impeach him, we're not going to do anything against him, then the Republicans are going to go, they're going to walk right into the office and do whatever they want. It's going to be 10 times worse.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I dread somebody like a Chris Christie or a Rubio. Look, they want that. They don't want a Ted Cruz or Rand Paul because I believe those guys are for real. And they're not perfect. Nobody is. But, I mean, we need... America's hungry for a libertarian conservative. It's ready. It's what made us great. We need it.
Well, as long as the elections aren't fixed, I think Rand Paul could walk right in. There's no question about that.
Exactly. And then we go to the next point. Appreciate your points, Mike. Let's talk to Doug in North Dakota. Go ahead, Doug, quickly.
Alex, how is it that all the European countries can afford single-payer health insurance, and we can't?
Europe has real socialist health care and very high taxes and actually does provide, quote, government-run health care on average. So England does a terrible job, but some of the Northern Europeans do a good job. But that's because they are very high moral level and are able to carry that out.
Well, Canada, Australia, Germany, Britain, France...
Canada's pretty hellish from folks I know.
They can afford it, and we can't.
Europe's going bankrupt too right now, bro.
Well, we're bankrupt, they're bankrupt, but they're at least providing...
Here's my deal. There are a few government-run healthcare systems that are actually pretty good. This one is a giant boondoggle by corporations. It's not even government. It's the worst thing you could get. And then Ezekiel Emanuel says, well, we're going to wreck the system to bring in that one. No, they're not. Look, I'm out of time. Give Obama some fair time. Everything's wonderful being on the Obama team. We take you out with this, InfoWars.com. Until tomorrow, great job, crew and listeners. 11 a.m. Central, the weekday show kicks off at InfoWars.com. It's so cool to be part of a team. And I give you the Obama mating call. Obama. Obama. Obama.